The following shiur has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The following shiur has been presented by Reb Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara Shavuos, Daf Chav Beis and Mebeis, we encounter two times a big yisayid in Kashrus, in the Yisr Achila. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shavuos Shaloi Oichel Ve'ochel Ofer Pater, a person makes a Shavuos that he's not going to eat, and he eats dirt or dust, so then he's potter, he's dirt, he's potter, because his shvu was that he's not going to eat food, and this is paskin in Yoredei, in Sim Reish Lamed Ches, the attack of a person makes his ashvua, that he'll eat, and he wound up eating an inedible object, such as dirt, so then he's potter. The Mishnah, at the end of the page, says a similar concept, shvu shalei oichel, if he makes a shvu, he won't eat, v'achel oichlin, she'en arui in lechila, and he eats things that are just not roi lechila, so then the Mishnah says that he's potter. The Mishnah clearly says that there's no issur to eat things that are not edible. Once he said that he would eat, he only swore he would eat, he wouldn't eat something which is edible. That's the assumption of the word achila. And if he ate something that's inedible, he's not over on his shvua. There's a major nafkamina of this halacha in really in many nyanim in Kol Tarkula, klapei benching, klapei yom kippur, klapei shilos of gelatin and medicines that have different foods in them from animal sources which are treif, etc. And it's a general shailov, when one eats something that is inedible, is the oiver on the isser, or is there even an isser drabonon? For example, many medicines are made with extracts of animals that are forbidden, such as chazer and gelatin, we always know is a famous shailov. So let's see, Mez Hashem, in certain areas in halacha, where this applies itself. The tour and the Beis Yosef in Siman Tafresh Yud Beis brings the Machlaikis, which is the Emes Negeya, really today, tomorrow already in Tisha B'Av. If there's a Machlaikis, I'll put him there in Hilchas Yom Kippur, where if a person eats something which is not Roy Lachila on Yom Kippur, so, or Tisha B'Av for that matter, so the Rav Yoz Shita, that if on Yom Kippur he eats something that's not Roy Lachila, there's no Isser at all, not even an Isser to Rabbanon. If on Yom Kippur, if a Shnetzach, a person would eat dirt, etc. So in the father, he wouldn't be over, even on Itzad Rabbanon. You know, everybody knows the Guinness Book of World Records had that picture of that interesting fellow who's eating a tree. If he would be eating that on Yom Kippur, so then he wouldn't be even mid Rabbanon, it wouldn't be awesome. The Beis Yosef brings down that the Rambam is Chaylik, and the Rambam says that a Machal, Oichel, and Shayna Ruyan Lamaichel, or Shasa Mask, and Shayna Ruyan, or eats, or drinks for that matter, things that are not Roy, so then he's not Chayiv Kares. However, he gets Makis Mardis. He does get the Nisid Rabbanon. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that L'chatchila, you have to be Chayshish, and therefore it's also on Yom Kippur, and for that matter, any fast day, L'chayra, 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 that really a person, he shouldn't eat things that are not even Roy L'chila. We'll see in a minute about a person who is sick. The Taz, in Tzivkat and Vav, in Tafresh Yud Beis, brings down, he doesn't think there's a Machlaikis between the Rambam and the Rav Yoh. It's not really a Machlaikis. Just that the Rav Yoh and the Rambam are talking about two different things. The Rav Yoh is talking about that the person's eating like in our Mishnah. And that's really brings the value from our Gemara. Our Gemara via that Ravid said, if a person eats a dirt that is potter, it's not considered nachila b'chlal. And that's what the Rav Yoh is talking about. If a person in Yom Kippur will eat the tree, eat the dirt, things that are b'chlal, not food, so then everyone would agree there's not even necessary rabbanim. That's not called the ma'is achila b'chlal. And what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam would be talking about foods that have spoiled, or foods that are too sharp or bitter. For example, a food that totally spoiled and it's not roy, nobody can eat it anymore, it's something very, very sharp and spicy, it's got too much vinegar, it's got too much salt. In that case, there would be an Isser Drabbanon, because it's still called a food, but it's just a food that's not Roy L'Achila, and that's of course not the food that the Torah is talking about. And therefore, he would be Potter. And the Taz goes, therefore he'd be Potter, but also Drabbanon Lefi the Rambam. Mashenkin, according to Rav Yoh, since the Rav Yoh is talking about something totally different, he's talking about dirt, therefore he's Potter L'Gamri, and it's not even also Drabbanon, but there is no Machlaikis. And the Taz goes so far as to say that even if you want to learn in our Gemara, that when Rava said that you're potter, but it's still aser to eat dirt, the person made a shvua. and it's still also for him to eat the dirt. Midarbona, not midaraisa. But over here by Yom Kippur, everyone will agree that Chapata Lagamri if you eat dirt or eat trees or things that aren't Roy Lachila. Simply because in Yom Kippur, the Yisr, Chazal, the Torah was Keveya, Peter Gemar and Yom at the end, is the Yisr is Vinisa Nafshisechem, that it has to be an eating that gives a person a Yisube Daita, gives him a Yishav Adas, Kilo. And that's why the Yisr Achila is not with the Kazayas on Yom Kippur. So certainly there wouldn't even be a Drabonon, says the Taz, on Yom Kippur if a person would eat dirt. And that there really is no machlekes, the Rambam would agree to that also. Machenkein by Shavuos, it could be that when a person says lachon b'achila, it means not to eat, of course, things that are roi l'achila, as our Gemara says, but maybe the Drabanan made an iser if he would eat dirt, because, as we see in our Gemara, if he explicitly said that I'll eat dirt, then of course he would be iser, so therefore maybe the Drabanan made an iser Drabanan if he were to eat dirt in our case. Lemaitza, the Mishnah Brura in Tzivkat and Tezvav is chaylik on this. And the Mishnah Brura says any food doesn't make a chaylik if it's dirt or if it's just an edible. In any case, he eats, he is over on an Isser Drabbanan. Now, what exactly is the nature of this Isser Drabbanan that the Mishnah Brura is talking about, that the Rambam is talking about, that possibly is an Isser Drabbanan even in our sugya, is Api, the Rishayinim im Sachim in Chafal from the base, and this is very negay in Chos Pesach, especially like we said, medicines and other inyanim, the concept of achshvei, it's brought in the Rosh and the Ran himself from Chaval from the base, where if a person eats something, so then he's showing, even if it's inedible, but he's showing that for him this is considered food. Now, there were achreinim that learned this deraisa, but bashtis we take on, and the Mishnah Berurah takes on like this in Hilchos Pesach, that the concept of achshevei, eating a food that is not roi l'achila, but he's eating it because he wants to, he holds it as food, so that concept of achshevei, bashtis is an itzer only drabbanan, but nonetheless it is a drabbanan. The tremendous nafkamina of this is the famous machlokes about the sheretz hanisrof. The Sefer Minchas Yankev brings down that what happens if a person has, for some reason, he wants to eat a sheretz hanisrof, a burnt sheretz. And we'll see in a minute where this could be more practically negeya. This is discussed by the Mishnah Alochas Bariches. He's discussing a shaila about coffee, that there seems to be that there was some type of a coffee that was made with dates, and in the dates there were these bugs and they would first, in order to make that, they would enhance the flavor with these dates. But of course, as we know, in dates there are bugs, and that's why a person has to check dates. However, in this case, the dates would get burnt. That was part of the process, that they would get cooked up very, very, very stark. Now, the dates themselves wouldn't get burnt, but al-Kopanim, certainly the bugs that were inside them first, they got roasted. After they were roasted, they were cooked. And he was Kaveyal, the expert, still seemed to tell him that all of the bugs that were inside these dates were definitely burnt to a crisp, as he put it, and they were burnt to the extent of charcoal. So the question became, are you allowed to drink this coffee, or is it a problem of eating bugs? Is it a problem of sheretz hanisrof? There's a burnt date, burnt bugs that are in the date, and then it would be a problem of sheretz hanisrof. So he brings down from the Minchas Yankiv that the Minchas Yankiv was makel, even for a healthy person, we'll see the halachas might vary when it comes to a sick person, even for a healthy person, that he can eat the sheretz hanisrof. He brings a raya from the famous Mishnah, the Mishnah Brura, that the sheretz hanisrof, the offer is mutter. So here, if you have a sheretz, a gam, that it itself is also, but if it's burnt, so then it's afer, becomes mutter. And this, of course, if it's burnt, legamre, is considered like afer. And therefore, it would be mutter to eat a sheretz hanisrof. And therefore, the coffee also wouldn't be a problem. It's a sheretz hanisrof. Whatever bugs are there are burnt up and would be permitted to eat. And Bemis, the price can bring mamish from our Gemara. It's no worse than what our Gemara said, that if a person were to make a shvuah that he's not going to eat, and he eats dirt, so dirt is not considered food bechlal, and therefore he's not at all over on his shvuah. And we saw that even maybe midrabanan, he's not over on his shvuah. And therefore the price can say, what's the difference between if it's real dirt or if it's something that became dirt? This thing was once a bug, but it's no longer a bug. What is it now? It's dirt. So therefore, he's convinced and very confident to say that the coffee over there wouldn't be a problem. The Maisa, the Minchas Yitzchak, is chaylik, and for many reasons. Number one, he's chaylik on the metzias. He seems to say that it doesn't get as burnt as the Mishnah Halachas claims it gets. These bugs don't get as burnt as the Mishnah Halachas claims. They become maybe charcoal, but they're still parts that are taka is still bugs, and taka is still edible. And it could be it's not even the sherets on this Rav that Chazal we're talking about. For example, the Ramah in Simin Kuf Nun Hei says the Minchas Yitzchak talks about the sherets on Nisraf, but there he's mashma, it's totally Nisraf. The Oid says the Minchas Yitzchak. If you look in the Ramah in Simin Kuf Nun Hei and in Shulchan Aruch in Pei Dalet Yud Zayin, where it discusses if a person is allowed to eat this sherets on Nisraf, this burnt sherets, this dart type of a sherets, they seem to say it's only mutter for a chayla. Now, what would be Bamis the Svara to be Mechalik? Why should a chayla be different? We're not talking about a chayla sheh. Yesh by sakana, of course, we're talking about a chayla she'ein by sakana. So, first of all, that's a davar pashit, that there is, even in a chayla she'ein by sakana, we know that there's many kulas, drabanans, that a person could be Ivan, for example, in the Chashabas, in Shimon Shin Chavchet, in Sifudayin, to do that, Amir Lakim is waived, Lagamre, even to do the Raisa Agam, Amir Lakim is a davar chomer ma'oid ma'oid, and Feshtetz Chalila would be Asa Gomer for a person to turn on the light, Ayide Agoi, on Shabbos. Which is, of course, an isadrice to turn on the light, and therefore to get a goy to do it, even for a tzarech mitzvah, would be aser. And that's Kapaski and Mishabur in many, many places, B'li Chaylik. And Ramesh, of course, goes like that. However, for a chayla, these isurim are waived, and to do derices for a person who's considered a chayla shame by sakana, for example, you need a person, he's a chayla, he's got the flu, and you want to send a goy to drive and get medicine, etc., and there's no other aitzis, then you're allowed to even send a goy. So we find already this concept that for chaylim, that one is permitted to do derabanans for a chayla. So that's one possible hesber in this Ramah, that the Ramah's makel on a chayla to eat a sheret hanisraf. That means that hagam, that certainly not the rice to eat this dirt sheretz once it was already burnt up, but it might be a derabana, but for a chayla it could be makel. However, the mitzvah, there's a to do with the kasvara that the Ramah says, and the Ksav Seifer say, Chazish said, in the Gaya medicines in general, on Pesach this is Negei, on medicine it's in general gelatins, it's Negei, gelatins and capsules. There are many Paiskim want to say a Svara that the whole Isser that we're discussing over here, when something gets burnt, it was once an edible form, it was a bug that was edible, and now they burnt it up, it was Chazer and it was burnt up, and it was made into some form, it was made into something which is totally not food-like anymore, and it's for all intents and purposes considered dirt. Elamai, we said that what would be the problem of eating it? There's an achshavei. And when a person eats it, he shows that by him it's considered chashiv, and it's considered by him food. And therefore it would be an issa drabanan. And l'chayr for a healthy person, says the Ramah, would be asr. Only for a sick person would be mutter. Says the Ramesha, what's the svara? A sick person is different. Says Ramesha, the other achrayinim, that the svara is, when a person is eating stama food, that was burnt up. So then he's showing, this is by me food. You know, I don't need chicken today. I'm going to have burnt sherets today, and that's going to fill up my stomach. So he's machshev it as food. So Chazal asked it to Rabbanan, because it looks like food. Mashayin says, what happens if a person is taking a pill, or he's taking this sherets anisref to make him better? Because he's not well, he's unhealthy. So when he's eating this pill, he's eating this food, so then he is not eating it for the purpose of the food. We don't see anywhere here that he's being machshiv this food as a food, and this is considered my meal. This is lunch. And that should be considered that by him it's food, and that the Rabbanan should aser. Here, he doesn't care if he's eating a tree, and that a tree makes him better. He just wants to get better. He's not machshiv this item as food. He admits that the thing he's eating right now is not food. It's a piece of wood. But wood makes him better, and he's willing to get better every day ingesting wood. Now, we don't see from his action of eating that he is considering the thing that he's eating a food, and therefore that would be enough for the Rabbanan to answer. We just see that he wants to put down his throat a piece of wood because wood makes him healthy, but he doesn't care how he gets healthy. So that's a svara that the Pais can say why there's even more of a kula when it comes to medicines and the sort, because these things, once they're not edible, so then already it's going to be considered non-food, and you'll say achshavei. There's no achshavei. He's not machshiv this as a food, which makes him better. He considers it still a piece of wood, but wood makes him better. So therefore, it would be mutter for a chayla. Now, of course, if the capsule has a good taste, they sprinkle onto it some kind of a flavoring, etc. So then already you run into a whole different shayla. Then it could be considered. Some cases they put glycerin. Glycerin could be a shayla of derais mamish, maybe even a shayla of a karis mamish. But akabonim, in the case where taka doesn't have any taste and you were kaveh, it doesn't have any taste. So then you have ramaisha svara to be makel on medicines on Pesach and then treif medicines, etc. in conclusion, when it comes to coffee in general, is a person, Bechlau, we see over here a case of coffee that over there the discussion of the Mishnah Lachas was, can they give this coffee a hechsher? Now it happens to be in that case of the coffee, there's many other svaras as we discussed in yesterday's share, why possibly you can make on the coffee. Pashas over there, the bugs are already are a bottle, and there was no barriers over there, and it wasn't being made specifically for Jews, therefore there's no problem of ein mevatlin isel chatchila. Plus, probably once it's burnt up, so then most of the bug is totally inedible at this point, and it's no longer a barrier. But akupanim in general, is there a problem in coffee? You know, do I need to have a hechsher on coffee? So l'chayra on freshly ground coffee, standard ground coffee, a person certainly, again, with no flavors and not decaffeinated, certainly there's no problem. Bein for the whole year, bein for Pesach, a person certainly doesn't need a hechsher on freshly ground coffee, even though there used to be problems that they used to soak it in barley to give it flavors, etc. But that maisa is now only done in flavored coffee. So therefore, a standard, freshly ground coffee, a person does not need a hechsher on it. And that is yadua. However, instant coffees, a person would, al kapanim for Pesach, would need a hechsher, because there are certain starches that are placed inside instant coffee. So for at least for Pesach, for non-Pesach, he doesn't need a hechsher for an instant non-flavored coffee. Once, of course, it's a flavored coffee, then the person needs a hechsher, because who knows what could be in there. Decaffeinated coffee also is very important. L'chayre, the person needs a hechsher. For sure for Pesach, because the decaffeinating process is done all day, some type of an ethyl alcohol, which for Tetzach, that would be a major problem for Pesach, obviously. And even for all year long, there's an Indian l'chayre to have a hechsher on decaffeinated coffee. Again, without a flavor, of course you need a hechsher, but even if it's non-flavored decaffeinated coffee, still the process of the ethyl alcohol might have an issue of yayin nesach, and therefore one should certainly have a hechsher on decaffeinated coffee, even for all year use.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.